and hear more alternative music and junk? It's on BFF.FM, and it's on the internets and stuff.
Listening to BFF.FM. This is Label It. I am DJ Astronaut Mike Dexter, as always. And you just heard Downtown Boys with I'm Enough, I Want More off their album Cost of Living, released by the legendary Sub Pop Records. So today, we are going to be looking at Sub Pop, obviously a label that has more classic albums that you can shake a broom at, starting with like Nirvana's Bleach, going up through all of those aughts, classic indie rock albums, like albums by The Shins, albums by Iron and Wine. They put out the albums by Sleater-Kinney. It's really a very impressive discography, and we certainly can't do justice to it in a single show. But today we're going to try, this is Sub Pop's 30th anniversary this year, of an existence as a label. So, we're going to mostly play some songs from early Sub Pop. Obviously, that first song was the exception. But some deep cuts that maybe you haven't heard before to try to celebrate the label today. So we're going to start off this set with a song called Jinx by a band called Tad, who is also part of the Seattle grunge scene. Sub Pop just released a deluxe reissue of these Tad albums, I believe. But so this is from an album called Eight Way Santa, and it's called Jinx. Hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So you just heard Sorry Again by Velocity Girl off their album Simpatico. Before that was Eric's Trip with Follow off of their 1993 album, I believe, Love Tara. Before that, we had Fastbacks with My Letters off The Question Is No. The Fastbacks was a band with the Receptionist for Sub Pop in it. Before that was Red Red Meat with Chain, Chain, Chain off of Bunny Gets Paid. For that, we had A-Frames with a song called Experiment off their album Black Forest. If you like that, they put out this one album on Sub Pop, but there are two previous albums that are also excellent on different labels. And we started that set off with Tad with Jinx. So, yeah, we're going to keep going. The next song is by a band called Jail, who are out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and this song is called Already.
Oh, and watch you fall. It feels good just to bitch about it. Scratch that itch until it bleeds. But I don't really want to lose it. I can play the siren again. Cause when I talk, the silence follows. You never say what's on your mind. To see me so defensive, I'll know I've made another enemy. Nobody wants another mirror on their fears. I guess that's all you are to me. But I don't really want to lose this. Does it all depend on you? It's always personal between us. You won't say what's on your mind. What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
All right, so that was Sebada. Off, I guess, a pretty classic album, Bake Sale, with Magnet's Coil. Before that, we had The Spinanes with Lines and Lines off of Strand. Before that, we had Jail off of So Wound with Already. So I wanted to jump in here because the next song we're going to play is awesome. This was really the album that when I thought about doing this Sub Pop show, I was like the most excited to play. So this is an album by a guy named Stephen Jesse Bernstein. He's a spoken word artist who was sort of known in the Seattle scene, around the time of Nirvana. I think he opened for Nirvana before. He put out this really weird album on Sub Pop. It's like him doing spoken word over sort of like Beck-like collage-y tracks. It's an amazing album. I highly recommend you seek it out. You would probably have to go deep into the interwebs to find it because it is not on Spotify. Maybe it's on YouTube or something. But it's a really cool album. And sort of the centerpiece of it is this 13-minute long spoken word piece with no backing track. So I did think about playing that because it is an amazing track. But I felt like, I don't know, a 13-minute spoken word piece with no backing track on Saturday morning might be a bit much. So we're going to play a different song from this album, but I really highly recommend that if you like what you hear, you check it out. This is a song called No No Man Part 1, which is the first track on the album Prison by Stephen Jesse Bernstein.
Midnight and the sunglasses twirl. My injury's a deaf plant warped in a Hollywood rockery of juice cans and hypodermic needles. It's so cool, baby, you don't know what you need. If the jaundice comes up, get out of the traffic. A girl with an ass that makes me hurt all over again. I know that girl's ass hurts, glass and pebbles crunching under her shoes. The movie goes on and the men go inside hiding their bottles. These men look confused like fish getting clubbed on the pier. What they see in there is better than me. Pick a needle out from the burnt matches and test it. Blow through it, make a little bubble, there's a wazoo of the strip. Put it in with the dust in the pocket, the cigarettes, the key, the muffled bottom of the storm. Pulled down my eyelids with my fingernails in a window not made to look in or out of, or to be used as a mirror, though it works good as a mirror. There is a yellow line It is jaundice. It is not a yellow line. It is not jaundice, no. The ass that makes me hurt, made to make me hurt, turns showing breasts that make me hurt, but a face like a butcher board. Eyes smeared on, worn out, red elastic mouth, the mouth of a sock waiting to be used. Hurts is a tender thing in the dark, under the shorts, leaky pelvis, all over the sheets. Yo, baby, got a no-no? No, no, no. Sick animal glare in the skin of the pavement. Oh, I do want to go down right here where they threw the mop head, the paper towels and rubbers. Got a no-no, whistle is all. You can't make music with that. Movie inside as big as the wall of a building and so bright it'd make you throw up. But they watch it, the men, and they eat and they drink and they eat and they drink. Actually, it is not just the two of us, her and me. There are the cops and me and her. And the good-for-nothing windows. Brown suits and gray suits and blue suits. Cars that stop and ones that go. There are palm trees and people leaning on the palm trees. Scratching, reading, looking at the trash, which is empty, believe me, from being looked at. And gargoyles of human beings hung on the ugly architecture of wobbling, lurching bodies coming down fast like dying empires after the sun is already dead in their eyes. Rooms full of spooks drunk on dish soap spiked with whatever was left on the tables when the bar closed. An animal over there with spotted pants dreams Googleplex like the chopped up palm and broken wall and is just lost, oh my god. Moving like a range of dusty mountains dead with nothing to hold it down. Moved by earthquake or rain that swallows the stars and moon. Get out of the way, off the curb, he pukes on the garden and slams sideways into the stucco. What are the cops waiting for here, lined up in their cars, staring at their clipboards and microphones?
We got some people scratching themselves, a man looking at his eyeballs up under his shades, and a woman with a poochy ass who keeps turning around and around. Find a hurt place and don't ever let it heal. Get that fucker hanging on the wall and tear him loose, the stars are coming out. There's a TV set in a window, it says, the stars are coming out.
So that was Codeine with a song called Second Chance off their album Frigid Stars. For that, we had Six Finger Satellite, who that's the project of the person now known as the Juan McLeon. James Murphy from LCD Sound System was a roadie for them when they were touring back in the 90s. That was off of their first album, The Pigeon is the Most Popular Bird, with a song called Laughing Larry. Before that, we had the Afghan Whigs, a classic sub-pop band who went on to release some classic major label albums as well, with Turn on the Water from their album Congregation. And we started that set off with Stephen Jesse Bernstein with a song called No No Man Part 1. So it's about the time for us to end the show again. Thanks for tuning in. If you tune in next week, we will have something completely different as always. We're going to go out with a track by the Red House Painters, who were the band of Mark Kozlitz. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but... now a infamous character, constantly releasing albums, it seems, a constant stream of music. So Red House Painter's final album called Old Ramon came out on Sub Pop. This is the first track on that album, Wapadindin. And for those of you who are fans of Mark Kozlitz, this will be a familiar sound. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay. She's got big green eyes and a long Egyptian face. She moves across the floor at her own pace. When I'm here in bed, she'll jump up on my chest. And when we lock eyes, there's so much love I wanna cry. She comes in near when I scratch under her ear, and she lifts her head when I kiss around her neck. Go to sleep when she falls along my side, and to green eyes fade to a porcelain marble white. And somehow when I sleep, she'll end up at my feet. And if I roll and kick around, I might knock her to the ground, but she'll come back anyhow.
Yes, we sé que seré esa pura como al agua, la recibo de las rosas. She lay perfectly in place, and she'll yawn and stretch and stare me down expressionless, and lay back down into her nest. Thank you. someone calls, she'll race me out the hall. When she hears the phone and she knows I'm leaving home, she don't wanna be alone. And I know it's wrong that I'm gone away so long. And for her it's rough, I can't be with her enough, but I'll never give her up. Somehow in our sleep, she'll end up at my feet. And if I roll and kick around, I might knock her to the ground, but she'll come back anyhow.